Wait. Good evening, everyone.
We had a long week this week. We finally made it to Friday. Thank God it's Friday. The weekend is here. Our host, Randy, keeping it real. It's going to be late tonight, so he told me to take over the show for a while till his presence show up. So I'm loving everyone that's on the phone, listening in, the callers that's going to be calling in. I'm loving that I'm here and that he chose me to talk to you tonight. And I'm full of joy that I'm able to come on and he feels good enough to let me take the show for a moment. And then I'm going to give it back to him. Tonight, I want to talk about happiness. But I also want to say first, before I get started, that please feel free to call in and talk to me. Ask me questions. Call and talk about whatever you want to talk about. We can discuss it. It's called keeping it real. This is my first time that I'm able to accept phone calls. Call in. Talk to me. Tell me what's going on. Tell me what's on your mind. Tell me what happened during the week. Tell me if you got something that you want to get off your chest. You know what I mean? That's what we're here for. That's what, when you're talking to people, you want people, you want to invite people in and share their lives also as you're sharing your life with them. Don't be shy. There's nothing to be afraid of. Just call in, ask and say, I want to talk to you about something, or I want to make a statement about something. You know what I mean? We all need to be encouraged. That's what we're here. Life is about living. So as I was saying, tonight is about happiness. And why did I bring up this topic is because it's a big thing in the world going on now. You know, people are looking for happiness. They're looking for a way to feel good, to have joy in their life. Not every day that you got to feel down or you got to be worried or you got to be going through something or you got to have drama or you got to have people in your life that is just not there for you, but just keep bringing in pain. So we're talking about happiness. So like Al Green said, love and happiness make you do wrong when you want to do right. Happiness. And you know, I always go through and tell people a story about myself. So this is my story. When I was growing up, I was very sad. Don't know why. I just was sad all the time. You know what I mean? And I always knew inside my heart I had a hole. I just felt like it wasn't complete. Like I couldn't really feel anything because it was something missing inside of me. So as I got older, feeling it, going through life, you know, school and, you know, doing little things on, you know, hobbies and stuff. And then, as you all know, I got pregnant when I was young. I was 16. And when I first seen my daughter, because, you know, I always talk about my daughter and my son. When I first seen my daughter, I don't know, something sparked in my body. And I knew right then and there when I looked at her that this person right here, not saying she was going to bring happiness into my life, but I felt all of a sudden that my heart closed up and I became one. Because I knew that from now on, from that day on, I had to live for somebody else. And see, that's what love and happiness is. It's not all about the whole world. It's just about the chosen few that you let in and you choose to share your joy, your happiness, and your life. And this is what my daughter did. My daughter, not knowing it because she was only a kid, but she made me happy because we did everything together. We shared time together. We grew together because we both was kids. And I look forward to seeing her every morning I woke up, and I hope that she looked forward to seeing me. And I went and I did things with her, and I went to all her school functions. And even though I still was growing, because I was, like I said, a teenager, but I was responsible. I knew that I had to be responsible for this little person that came out of me and make her world better than my world. And I didn't want her to grow up being unhappy. I wanted her to feel all the things that life has to offer. And I wanted all the people to be around her to be positive people so that she could feel positive in the world to grow up and do the things that she wanted in life and not that she had to sit back and say, oh, well, I can't be that or I can't do that or it's not going to happen for me because it's just not in the cards. No, I made her feel that everything was possible and laid out that she can obtain in life. And when you do that, that's how it shares with you. You could do that also. You know, that's how you can, what you call it, you can share in happiness being with someone. But happiness is not all about sharing it. Let's get that right. But it's a better feeling to be happy when you're sharing it. But happiness is something with inside you. So once I grew up and found out that I didn't have that hole in my heart searching for happiness, I start bringing people into my life besides her, and I realized that it wasn't the right thing to do because they took away my joy. So I went back to being the way I was and not feeling the person that I should have been because I let them take all my joy out of me. But as I always tell everyone, being happy comes with a lot of things. And that means that you got to fix the negative feelings that you have in your life and that you carry around with you. And like I always tell people, stop worrying about the past. The past is done. We have to move forward into the present. Because what we're doing now in the present is going to tell us what's going to happen in our future. You know what I mean? So we have to worry about now, the here and now. And like Al Green said, love and happiness, it goes together. But it's already inside of us. You know what I mean? We have to keep that in the forefront that no matter what we do in life, we're not going to let nobody take our joy. You can't. You can't let people take your joy out of your life. Because we only got one life to live. This is only one time that goes around. We don't get it again. We don't get this again. And if we do, nobody came back to tell us. So we got to learn starting today that there's no more negativity. It's only positivity. And positivity is going to move us forward into what we want to be in the future. And the future could be tomorrow. We could wake up tomorrow and be like, wow, things are really happening. Things are moving. Things are going the way it needs to go. You know what I mean? But we can't do that if we still stay and living in our past of what happened or what should have happened, what could have happened. We got to move forward. And I know I always talk about what happened to me in the past, but believe me, it's far away from in my mind what happened. But you have to remember to be able to move forward in the future that won't happen what happened in the past. You know what I mean? And we have to be careful that our social bonds, the people that we bring in our life, we can't bring in positive people just like us. Can't bring in people who's going through stuff or got drama in their life and want to tell you about all the things that's happening. So how are you going to stay positive when you're worried about somebody that got things going on in their life and you're trying to fix your own life? Mm-hmm. Happiness is a very private thing that you got to grow into. And as you're growing into it, you got to make sure that you don't let nobody stop you from getting where you want to be. You got to work on it. It's an investment. Happiness is an investment. Everything that you put in that bucket to make yourself happy, that means that it's a good job, if it's a good relationship, if it's a car, if it's an apartment, or it's a house, or it's the money you make, or it's the places that you go, you got to invest in that and say that this is my happiness. This is going to make me wake up in the morning and I'm going to feel better about myself. And not just that, things that are within. You got to put what things within to make it grow. It's like a seed. You know how to be like, I got faith like a mustard seed. You got to have happiness the same way. every little day, every day that we wake up and God wakes us up, we got to say, you know what? I'm going to do this one thing. If I can't do nothing else today, this is the one thing I'm going to do. And then you know what? As time go on, you'll realize that that one little thing grew into two or three other little things, and you'll be a better person with yourself. Because my father used to always say to me, oh, nobody can make you happy. You got to make yourself happy. And I used to be like, what the heck is he talking about? How are you going to make yourself happy? But you know what? It took me 50 years to get what he meant about you got to make yourself happy. When my husband died 6 years ago and I had to start my whole life over again, I became to know Lisa. And I got to know what I like, what I dislike, what I wanted to take, what I didn't want to take, what makes me feel good, what don't make me feel good, what I need to do to make me feel good, what I need to do to make me feel better, what I need to do to make my life grow, what I need to make, what money I need to make to take care of myself. Me, not you, not they, me. And I could sit here and tell you right now that 5 years later, I'm content and happy in my skin. Why? Because I decided that I wanted to be happy. I wasn't going to let nobody steal my joy. I wasn't nobody going to let nobody put me down. I wasn't going to let nobody throw stuff on me that I didn't want to accept. Because you know why? You only got one life on this earth. Don't waste it. Years go fast. Before you know it, you're in another chapter in life, and you can't look back in the old chapter because you got to move forward in the chapter that you're in. I'm telling you, invest. Invest in your life. Invest in the things that you want out of the life that you're living. Happiness. Happiness is the best thing that you have. It's better to be happy than be sad. You know what I mean? In any situation, look into it, dissect it, and say, you know what? Out of this bad situation, this is what I'm going to take out of it, and I'm going to be happy with this little part. This little part of my life, and I'm going to move forward with it. You know what I mean? Live today. We don't have tomorrow. We got today. Let's live today and show that life could be a better place. Now, I'm still going to talk because I'm long-winded. It's like my brother. But call me. Someone call. Pick the phone up. Come. Let me hear you. Let me hear your voice. Support me. We always say support black people or support your sister or your brother. Call in. Let me know. Let me hear you. Say what's on your mind. Ask me a question. See what's going on. Please. I don't have to beg to talk to people because I talk to them every day. So sit in your chair, pick that phone up, dial one, and call and ask me a question. Thank you. Caller number one, who are you? This beautiful person is calling me. Hello?
Hello.
Hi. Who's
calling? How you doing?
All right, and you?
This is T-Shawn.
Oh, okay. My son is the first caller.
How you doing tonight?
I'm doing good tonight. How's your mom doing so far?
She's doing all right. You touched a lot of feelings. I like what you're saying.
And what you got to add to it, or what you want to say to the people out just listening?
I feel like, you know, everybody want to be happy. You know, happy is a big thing in life. You know, because not everybody in the world is happy. You know what I mean? Like, we go through a lot, and everybody want to be happy. You want to be happy at work. You want to be happy with your relationship. You want to be happy with yourself, you know what I mean? But there's a lot of angry people in this world, you know what I mean? So we just got to work on ourselves to make ourselves happy first before we go out there and look for other people to make us happy, you know what I mean? Because, like I said, people look for their relationship to be perfect and always be happy and peachy, but life ain't made for that, you know what I mean? Life ain't made like that. You look to go to work every day and be happy. But, you know, you got some dickheads there that want to fuck with you and piss you off, and, you know what I mean, and get you down and try to mess up your mood. You know, you also got people out here that got road rage. You know, they could be going good and boom. You know what I mean? Somebody fuck your day up and want to mess with you on the road. You know what I mean? So you just got to stay positive and live your life and try to stay focused. That's all. Because happiness is a big thing in life for everyone. You know what I mean? And I don't think we was put on earth for us to always be happy. You know what I mean? Because, you know, we all got to go through things. I wish it could be that we could be happy all the time, but I don't think that we could always be happy, like 24 hours a day, 7 days a week for our whole life. You know, we got to go through things. You know, even rich people, they go through things. They're not happy sometimes, you know what I mean? So it's like, I just feel like we got to try to stay focused and make yourself happy first before you look for someone else to make you happy. That's all I wanted to touch bases on.
Oh, thank you for the comment. Before another caller decided to
go.
Hello. Who's calling?
Can you hear me?
Yes.
Hello? Okay, how you doing tonight?
All right, and you?
I'm good.
And who am I speaking to?
This is 40-year relationship.
Oh, okay. Thank you for calling in. And what would you like to say tonight?
I wanted to talk about happiness. I've had a lot of happiness. I've been blessed. But the last 3 years, I have been very sad because I lost a twin sister. And I've come to realize is that my sister's still here in my heart, and I'm still alive. I have to remind myself that. And I climbed up out of the hole. I was in this very deep, dark place. And a friend of mine once told me, I know he wasn't the first to say it, but he told me that happiness is an inside job. And it's true. Just like the previous caller said, you can't wait for other people to make you happy. You have to go for it yourself. After all, you always know what you want and what makes you happy, but you settle for other people. And we've been taught, a lot of us as women, we put everybody before us, children, our men, our job. And, you know, I finally gotten to the age where it's not that way anymore. I'm first now.
Thank you for calling, and I'm glad that you felt comfortable enough to come and talk to people about your loss of your sister and how you was going through stuff for a while, and that's good because, like I always say, sometimes you have to talk to people and let people know what you're going through because people see you walking around and sometimes they look at you and they don't know that you're going through some deep stuff. So it's good sometimes when, like I say, when you talk about it, that gives people a chance to say, you know what, I'm with you. Let me tell you my story. And sometimes you can realize not as bad as your story, but you can tell that other people are going through bad stuff just as much as you were going through the things you were. Or even it can encourage you on what you're going through to make you feel better about your situation. You know, like you said, my sister passed, but I know she with me in spirit. Now, that might help somebody because we have lost a lot of people during COVID time and before then, and it's good to hear that that person might be still with you in spirit and that they're not being forgotten. You know what I mean? So I want to thank you for calling tonight and supporting making a phone call. I want to say one thing, though. Hello? Who's calling in? Are you there? Hello? Is someone near? You have to turn your radio off in the background so I can hear you. Okay, so we'll move forward to the next call to come in. About my son, I want to tell you a little story. Yes.
Can you hear me?
Hello? Yes.
Can you hear me? Okay, yeah, this is
Paul. Yeah, I can hear you.
Okay, hold on, dear.
You got a little soundtrack in the back of you. Okay, you're better now. Okay, caller, what did you want to speak about? Thank you for calling in.
This shit ain't working.
Huh? Lois?
Huh?
Yes, how you doing?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah, what did you want to talk about tonight? About happiness.
I'm not talking about nothing. I'm trying to figure out what the hell going on with you. You know, trying to get the people in.
My what?
You've been having trouble getting the, what do you call them? Don't listen to
the
me
sound.
Right now because I don't have the not the sound.
The callers. You're trying to get the caller in.
Callers. That's
oh,
right.
The caller
Thank
in.
You.
Yes, yes. Yeah. Sir, you didn't. I didn't, sir. I didn't hear. When you came in, when did you? Lois, hold on for a minute. What did you want to talk about tonight, sir? About happiness.
Okay,
we got some.
You have a technical difficulties.
Like what?
You can't hear him. You can't hear him. He's trying to talk to the father.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay, there you go. I had to, I missed you. I was trying to click over. Jay got a new system in. I didn't know about the doorbell. It would bring you in because normally he calls the numbers. That's what threw me off because I'm sitting up here listening to some music until he hit unmute, and I could just hit the button. This is Forrest. How you doing?
Forrest, I know. How you doing tonight?
I'm doing great, dear. How are you?
All right. Did you want
to
make a statement
about
happiness?
If I got to, I'll turn the jazz off. I'm sorry. What'd you say, dear?
I said, did you want to make a statement about happiness?
Well, I'm happy. And
okay, that's a good thing.
Yes, and I hope everybody that's listening, even though it may not be the case, and everybody who's up here now, I guess on the panel, is happy. All right. And I'm just happy to be here, enjoying life, and the creation of the Most High. So I'll just leave it like that, and I guess if any questions come up, you guys need for me to answer any questions, I'm available.
Okay, thank you for that, Forrest.
Thank you.
You're welcome. As I was saying, I just wanted to make another little brief comment, because I know I never talk about my son, but I would like to just say this one thing about him. When I was pregnant with my son, back then you didn't know you was going to have a boy or a girl. And I look forward to having a son. So the day that I had to get a cesarean, and when he came out and they said, you have a son, a chill came over me. I start crying because I know God had blessed me with something that I desired, was to have a son, you know, to have a man child to grow up on this earth. So I just wanted to let him know that he is valued too in my life, and he has brought me much joy in my life also. And I just want to thank you for always being there for your mother also. So do we have any other callers, or someone still want to step in and say something? Come on, let's ring that bell, because you know we like to hear the bell. Stop being shy. I mean, this is 2022. There's no shy people out there. Everything is open, busted wide. Let's ring that bell.
You know people just want to listen.
But I'm also shy. I'm shy.
You need to stop it. Cut it out.
Who does?
Somebody's feeling good with themselves. Thank you, Lois. Call number one.
I'm feeling too good. I had a gummy bear today.
I know. I didn't want to tell the people that's what you had, but yes, I know you did. It's okay.
You know I ain't shy.
Lay yourself down
yes,
and
I did.
Lay yourself down that gum. Lay yeah. yourself down and enjoy
it's
that gum.
It's better than smoking it. It's better than smoking
it's yeah. Forrest still there?
Forrest.
Yes, sir, I was on mute. Yeah, I was on mute.
Forrest, I got a little question for you.
Yes, sir, my brother.
All right. How long can you be in a relationship not happy? Like, would you tell the person immediately, or would you wait to, you know, to things turn around, or, you know, because, you know, that's happiness is very important in a relationship, right or wrong?
Most definitely. Of course, yeah. Yeah. Can't speak for anybody else, but I know I like to be happy.
Yeah.
No, I know, but I'm saying, like, on your opinion, you know what I mean? You, if you're not happy in a relationship, you know, you're going through a lot, you know.
Right.
You would tell them up front, like you would tell them as soon as possible, or would you let it prolong?
Well, I, speaking from my perspective.
I want a man
know,
perspective
know,
on it, you know what I mean?
Right, right. As far, if I was in a relationship and wasn't happy, if it depends on my feelings, if I see potential in the lady that I'm with, okay, we can sit down, try to talk it over, do our own counseling, because I don't need to visit a shrink unless maybe she may suggest it, and to keep happiness in the relationship if I really still want to be with her, I wouldn't mind going and seeing a therapist, because I'm sure therapy has helped certain couples. But I've never
yeah.
had that, you know, I've never, you know, not trying to pat myself on the back. I never really had that problem. I usually handled my business, and when it was worth not staying in, then I just had to step. And, you know, I find out that sometimes that's the best thing to do, because when you step out of a relationship with a lady, sometimes y'all get along better apart from each other.
As friends.
You know, as friends. There you go. All right. And that's good,
okay.
Because
right.
a lot of people, I know a lot of people say, I can't. I've been around people. I can't stand my time. Why not? And you know, you ever had those just because? They can't finish it. Just because. Just because what? They can't finish it. Obviously, there's hard feelings still involved in the separation, because a lot of separations go south. They turn out not to be too nice in the end with each other, whatever the case may be. And see, I like to make sure I have a civil friendship, even though it didn't work out, all right? And when I was
yeah.
a little younger.
You like to leave off on good terms.
Right. Now, when I was a little younger, sometime, you know, with the little jealousy and everything, I'm guilty as charged. You know, certain lady, I did things that I'm not too happy about. Never physical abuse, you know. I'll give you a for instance real quick. There was this young lady back in 90, 91, right? And she ticked me off, so I went to the hardware store. I got a can of paint, threw it on the porch, and dumped some garbage on the car, all right? Shouldn't have did that. Made her mad, and I had to go to court and pay a fine for that. And looking back on it, that's $700 that could have stayed in my pocket, okay? So we all learn from our mistakes, you know? So, yeah. But now, you know, it got smoothed out over the years, because I saw, you know, and, you know, we all right. We can speak civilly to each other, but I apologize. And see, that's a lot of things men don't do. Hey, guys, when you mess up, apologize, man. You know, it helps your
yeah.
spirit.
Be the,
know,
big, be the bigger person.
Exactly. You know, because forgiveness
okay.
is a part of what should be our spiritual journey in life, especially as we get older. Hope I answered
yeah,
your question
definitely.
There, my brother. Yeah.
Definitely did. Definitely did. Good answer, man. I like
Thank
that. You know what I mean? See, that's also a good thing about podcasts, is you learn a lot. You know what I mean? It may,
oh, yeah.
it may be some things that you want to hear from somebody else's perspective. You know what I mean? And open up your eyes to things.
Hey, we all learn from each other. And I tell
yeah.
you what, if somebody's going, if you ask a question, somebody's going, die, 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 then you better leave them alone. Just, you know, turn the page on. That's all.
All right. this experience. Back to you with the happiness.
Okay, so anybody else calling in? Come on. Let's hear the doorbell. I know there's a lot of people out there. They're ready to call.
Yeah, you too.
Yeah, mm-hmm. You know I like to beg, so come on, call. All right, so happiness. Call number one is very happy because she had a edible. So, you know, that she's happy in the world. Forrest is happy because he's happy with himself. My son is going to be happy for the thought that he had tonight from Forrest. Thank you very much. But, we're good. 40-year relationship. She's on the verge of being happy. You know what I mean? No one else want to talk about happiness? Because I have a lot to say. As far as happiness, sometimes people think money makes you happy. Some people think things make you happy. Some people think people make you happy. But it's only short term. Anything in life that you have to be happy with, instead of yourself, is only a short term process. Because at the end of the day, it's got to be you. Because if one day everything is taken away from you in the click of a moment, you only have you to depend on to be able to, you know, you heard the shows that got Naked and Afraid or Survivor or In the Wilderness. Those are people that have been out there and they have to survive on their own. They can't call nobody. They can't look for nobody because nobody's around. So it's only them laying there in the wilderness trying to survive and keep themselves happy to the point of at the end of what the prize is going to be that they're going to win. And it's just like us. We all in survival mode. We in survival mode of how to make it and how to make ourselves happy in the situation that we're in the life that we live in. You know, sometimes you ever listen to a song and all of a sudden it changes the way you feel because it start out and it say some stuff that you say, oh, okay, I can go along with that. Oh, okay, that background is really like, it's making me feel in a certain type of way. You know what I mean? Or sometimes you watch a TV program and you be like, you know, that was really good. Or, you know, maybe you might learn something from watching the TV program. Like, you know what? You know, I've been through that. Or that happened to me. And they went through it and they came out better than when they was in it. You know, happiness, love. You know what I mean? Love and happiness. I wish I could sing, but I can't. But if I could sing, I would do my little song and I would keep it moving. You know what I mean? I wasn't blessed with a voice, but, you know, I was blessed with a little other thing. So, but singing wasn't one of my things. But, caller 40-year relationship. Are you still there? 40-year relationship? 40?
Who?
That's 40-year relationship.
I have a 50.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you ain't going to sing for me. So lay back and enjoy your edible. 40-year relationship.
50-year relationship.
Okay. Oh, you was 50-year relationship?
Mm-hmm.
Who was it? Okay, what relationship you was in for 50 years?
You.
Oh.
Damn. Wait a minute.
You right about that. 50-year relationship.
And I had the edible when you forgetting. Something wrong with you.
Yeah. Yeah, 50-year relationship. Yep, we've been friends since 7th grade. That's been 50 years. She right. So tell me about what brought you to be. Come on, you know you can do it. What made you happy in life? Come on, don't be shy. What? Let that edible talk for you.
It can't.
Why? Why can't it?
It's not one thing. It's several things. I can't just pinpoint one.
That's true. Me and caller number one, we had a 50-year relationship. It's true, as she said. We met in seventh grade, and we had our kids together. We married a man from the same town, and we divorced that same man, and we married again. And had two kids. I had two kids. He had one. And she tried to tell me not to have the second one, but Keyshawn is here. But yes, we had a 50-year relationship. We worked together. We used to work at some of the same jobs together. We still check on each other. You know what I mean? And she made me happy as a girlfriend. I mean, like, I didn't have many girlfriends, but she always had my back if she didn't have nothing else. So I hope that I also made her happy through the 50 years that we were friends, you know what I mean, through our lifetime. I always told her that we was going to be in a nursing home together, and she beat me to it, but, you know, we still kicking it. We still kicking it, you know what I mean? I visit her every chance I get. We still close. We still eat. We still eat junk food. I don't take no edibles, but, you know, yeah, that's a little bit too happy for me. But through it all, we both had different friends, and but we always stayed close together and in contact. She moved away and didn't stop me from calling her. She called me. Our kids grew up, our grandkids, you know what I mean? We always looked out for each other. Well, she looked a little bit out more for me because when I would date somebody, she would tell me quickly, no, he's not for you. Get rid of him. We know why you with him. And, of course, I never took her advice. And, yeah, we all know how that ended. But happiness, back again, happiness, it's a choice. It's a journey. You know what I mean? You got to be on that right road.
You know,
anybody else got a comment?
You know what's good about that? Nowadays, you don't find friends like that no more, that you still friends with 20, 30, 40 years down the line, you know. So that's a good thing, you know.
You're right.
Nowadays, you know, we got friends become enemies real quick.
Well, sometimes you don't really realize they're real friends. Not till later on you realize they was really just with you and just to be in your life, but not really to help you through life.
Most definitely. And, you know, sometimes your friend to use you, you know, they're your friend for a reason. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah.
So that's good. Y'all still kicking it.
Yeah, we still kicking it because many people can't say they have been friends since grammar school. I mean, like I told everyone last week, I went to my 45th class reunion, and I seen a lot of the high school people I went to school with. And, I mean, they pretty well, we all look pretty good for the age we are. But I can't tell you, like, not really one person in the whole group I could ever say that I really was a friend with. Just associated, walked the halls with, and glad to see everybody. But I can't really say that I really had a friend in the high school, that high school that I went to. But everybody was friendly to me. You know, everybody don't become a friend, but you could have a lot of associates too, and that still make your circle and your life a little better, just acquaintances, you know what I mean? Because somebody could be a good thing in your life for the like I said, some people it's for a reason, a season, and a lifetime. And yeah, you don't get as many lifetime people, but the season and the reason always could be a good thing also, you know, because I think about me and her when we was young. We were, what'd you call it, plump, delicious? Is that a good word, number one?
Bubblicious.
Oh, we was bubblicious. We was the brick house that the Commodore sung before they knew it was brick houses was out. And we didn't understand how good a brick house was to open. Well, maybe she did. I didn't know. She might have knew she was a brick house. Number one.
No, I didn't.
Oh, okay. We had to get the fire hose on her. Huh?
Nope. Nope, I didn't. All I remember, I told you, back then they call it birth the butt back then.
Yeah, for sure did. We was a good group though. She had the butt and I had the breast. So when we walked in the building, it was a lot to look at for back in the day anyway.
Oh shit.
But but you know, like I said, happiness is really a serious thing in life, and I hope that tonight it brought up a little bit about being happy, because the alternative is being unhappy, and nobody wants to live being unhappy. Like, we should really work towards being happy and joy. Like they said, weeping endures at night, but happy joy is in the morning. So we don't want to wake up with that same whatever we went through last night or yesterday. We want to all wake up into a better day, a better time, you know, something new happening, you know, happiness and love, you know what I mean? I want to, my host is going to be coming on soon, that he let me take his place for a minute, but I want to thank everybody that called in. I'm so proud of you. I want to thank you for supporting me and telling your story. And I advise everyone to try it. Even if it's once and you never do it again, try calling in. You know what I mean? We talk all day, every day to people on the phone. Everybody walks the street with the phone on their ear. People on the bus on the phone. People at their job on the phone. People in their room, people eating at the table, people eating out on the phone. So there's no reason that people got things to say. You know what I mean? Don't sit and now you have nothing to say. Nobody knows anybody. When you call in, nobody knows you. Whatever you say is about something important that you may want somebody else to know about, or maybe you want to find something out about it. Nobody want to hear the same person all the time. Some people, everybody has a different thing in life. Let, you know, bring yours out. Get your 5 minutes of fame. Get your 10 minutes of fame. Get it out, and then you can move on. You know what I mean? I thank my brother every day that he allows me to come on once a week and talk for my 15 minutes. And let me tell you, I look forward to it. And I look forward to thinking about what I want to say to all of you. You know what I mean? And I want it to be important enough that you could take something that I said with you, and you could live by it, or you can incorporate it. That's what we're here for. We're here to encourage everybody. We're here to tell people something that maybe you didn't know, or maybe you was thinking about, and then maybe you realize somebody else is thinking about the same thing that you're thinking about. You know, think about how tomorrow you got a whole brand new 24 hours to do something different in your life. Take out that time. You know what I mean? I remember one time that I didn't like number one said, I didn't used to like to look in the mirror. I didn't look in the mirror. I didn't used to take pictures. It wasn't nothing wrong with me, but the inside, that's how I felt. And then someone told me, look in the mirror, get a mirror and sit it by you and look in it every day. And get used to looking at yourself. And you know what? As I kept looking in that mirror at work, I had one by my job, and I looked every day, I got to find out that, hey, you okay. You know what I mean? You walking through life, you all right. You know what I mean? You don't have to be shy about anything about you.
Fool you more.
And then I start, huh? What'd you say? But that's what I'm saying. Like, so now I look in the mirror, I take pictures, you know what I mean? I even wear printed clothes. When before, I only wore black clothes, dark clothes, because I thought it made me look smaller. But I had to realize it's illusion. No matter what you wear, you're going to look the same. And I, you know, that's what I'm saying, like, when you're growing and every day is different in life. Add on something different that you become you. You know what I mean? Because it's about you. It's not about nobody else. It's about what you are doing and what you're adding to the world. what you're putting in place that when you're no longer here, somebody can remember what you said or how you lived or what you did. We're here for a reason. We leave a footprint on the sand, just like anybody else of our life, the life that we leave when we live here, leave here. You know what I mean? Happiness. That's the key. And also love. Because you can't love nobody else and not love yourself. And with all the callers that called and talked about that they love themselves, they, you know, they working on loving themselves. You know what I mean? I give them kudos because it's nothing like I always tell people, reinvent yourself. You don't have to be who you were. You could change. You could wake up tomorrow and say, you know what? I'm going to get a brand new haircut. I'm going to get a facial. I'm going to get a massage. I'm going to buy me different shoes. I'm going to buy me a different wardrobe. I'm going to buy me a new car. I'm going to get me a new job. I'm going to go for a new position. I'm going to start going out and being with people. I'm going to start getting a hobby. Reinvent yourself. If you're not happy the way you are, tomorrow, start tomorrow. One little thing. You know what? I'm not eating eggs today. I'm going to eat pancakes. And I'm eating with not light syrup, but I'm going to eat it with heavy syrup. Get potatoes. I'm going to get home fries. But you know what? I'm going to put onions and peppers in them today. You know what I mean? I'm going to get an omelet, but I'm going to get it all the way with all the toppings in it. I'm not going to just eat a regular omelet. I'm going to, today is a new day. I'm going to incorporate new stuff. You know what I mean? Even as I'll be walking through life, I'm going to say, speak to people and say, good morning. How are you feeling today? Are you good? Be safe. Have a nice day. And maybe it might not make them happy, but it'll make you happy that you're putting yourself out there in the world to let people know that you are okay with yourself. Happiness. That's the way it has to be, happiness. There's a lot of people out there that's going through a lot and it's sad. And it's always a little bit of sunshine or a rainbow when a person come and say something to you like, yo, I like your stockings, or yo, I like your shoes, yo, I like your hairstyle. You know what I mean? That makes them think, wow, I did make an impression on myself today. Somebody spoke upon it. Somebody noticed me. Somebody gave me a compliment. Somebody thought about me. You know? I call people all the time, and I say, how you doing? How you feeling? I heard you going through something. You okay? I'm checking in on you. You know, is everything all right? Life, happiness, love. That's what we got to do. That's the way we got to work at. My grandson wanted to speak too tonight. He said hello to everybody. But happiness, love and happiness make you want to do wrong when you want to do right. Make you stay out all night. Make you stay, come home early. That's happiness, love and happiness. Make you do things that you wouldn't normally do, but you come out of your box and you do something new. That's what we have to learn how to do. Come out of the box that we in and start opening up one, you can open up one layer at a time. You don't have to do it all at one time. We have a lot. I used to have a lot of chips on my shoulders, and I decided every day I would work on one thing that I felt that was holding me back in life. And as you start chipping stuff away, you realize that it was more that you had on it than you thought. We have a lot of habits that hold us back in life. You know, being stubborn, being angry, going through life thinking people thinking about you or talking about you. We have to strip all those things out of you because it don't even really matter because at the end, it's only you and what your thoughts are. It don't even matter what other people are saying. Happiness, joy, love, just living a decent life with the thought of that you are happy in the life that we have given. because all of us wasn't born the same way. Like I said, I work with handicapped people, and I had to take care of them every day. But you know what? To me, they were born just like I was, because that's how I see them. I don't see any disability. I make them happy because I'm there that day, and every day I go to work, they're looking for me to come in to work because, you know what, I treat them just like they're normal people, just like us, because they are. They are a human being, and they deserve to be treated and be happy. Just because they was born with a disability don't mean that they can't be happy in this world. Everybody deserves happiness. That's a God-given thing, to be happy. That's why he made us, to live on his earth and be happy. Love and happiness make you do wrong when you want to do right. I don't have no singer out there that want to sing a little song for me. Because I'm dying to sing, Al Green. But I don't want to hurt your ears.
Please don't sing. Please don't sing.
Yes, I know. I know. I know. Did you want to sing? Did you want to sing, number one?
No, thank you.
You had the edible. You know you got it in you. Go ahead and sing.
No,
go ahead.
I am too zooted. No, I'm really zooted.
Number one. Number one is loaded. Okay,
I tell you one thing.
My daughter decided
it's
to sing
nice
in the background.
One. Well, she can carry a tune, Lee.
Oh. My kids can't. Well, she sounds a thing. You just don't want to. See, you don't want to do a little rap about happiness?
Nah, I'm all right. I'm all enjoying right. The show. Like everybody, I'm enjoying the show.
Okay, and here's another one. Mary J. Blige. All I want to be is happy, remember? You know how that go. Come on, ladies, come on. That's when we jump out and we be doing Mary J. Blige, right? All she want to do is what? What everybody want to do in the world, what? All you want to be is what? Happy. That's all you want to be. Look at here. Life is too short. That's right. How could you love somebody else? Love myself enough when it's time. But once again, I want to tell everybody, thank you for listening. I'm glad that my brother let me have this time. I hope that I was enlightening to everyone. This is like a layback. I wanted to get more people calling in because starting next month, I'm going to have my own show, and I hope that I could do as good as my brother with certain topics and moving forward, bring happiness to people a little bit at a time. And like I said, Al Green and Mary J. Blige, happiness. That's all everybody wants, is to be happy. And that's all that we can ask for. And our host is going to be coming in a minute. And he's going to go to the song. Thank you, everyone. And thank you for listening to me. And thank everyone that called in.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you. Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you. Show the whole world that I love you. When I say I love you, I really do love you.
I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I do. I love you. I love you. I love you. I do.
whoa, I think I'm in love again. And here we go again. Don't wanna have another heartbreak, but every time that I see him, we thought she'd take my breath away. Get a grip, and thought I would a friendship. Cause sailing with a Moby Dick, can fake a ship. Thinking with your head, but you get a shot of one. I remember all the past lessons that you learned from. A 90 day rule, but we rush it too. And 2 months, we send a text, I love you. And 5 months, became the best of friends. In 7 months, we put our first picture on the gram. On the foundation that we lay and say it's favor when nature throws us a curve of love wins again. Thank you for showing me that I can love again. I'm your homie, you're a lover, homie, lover, friend, yeah.
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
It's been 2 years and we still running.
Oh.
To get them butterflies when I see you coming. It's funny how life all works. You gotta open up your heart to operate to see how life works. When there's rain showers, the sun shines again. Gotta weather every storm just to sail again.
Whoa.
I know the time is now, I gotta do official. I'm down on one knee, I hope you need a tissue. Do you take me for eternity? And make your pinky promise that you'll never leave. Even when you're mad at me, just don't up and leave. The future is scary, I don't wanna see. My life without you will be a tragedy. When I wake up in the mornings, you will wanna see. I'm sorry, babe, there's so much that I wanna say. First, let me ask you, will you marry me?
Oh my God, I'm seriously about to cry right now. Are you serious?
Baby, you know that I love you. I want you to know that I love you.
I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I do. I love you, I love you, I love you, I do.
Ah, welcome. I hope everybody can hear me out there. I'll unmute the phone if you can hear me, somebody inbox me or text me. You still on the phone, sis?
Yeah, I'm still
Hello?
Here.
Hello? Oh, okay. I wanted to make sure you can hear me because I don't got my headphones on because I called you on a three-way, so I can't really use them. I'm used to hearing myself talk, so it feels kind of strange. I can't hear. So I guess everybody could hear me. If everybody could hear me, somebody send me a text or inbox. Wow, I was listening to the whole show. I went to my I had to go to my grandson. No, I didn't have to. I went to my grandson's high school football game because I've been promising him all year that I would go. And it was only like one or two more games. Somebody said they could hear me. Thank you. It was only one or two more games before the annual Thanksgiving game, so I was fortunate enough that my sister was able to fill in for me, and I was listening to the show. You did a good job. You really did a good job. Even people texting me, telling me you did a good job. That's good. You two steps closer to having your own show, and that's a good thing because, like Forrest always say, you know, Forrest was a listener to my show, and we talked, and I told him he should, you know, do his own thing, and now he branched off, and he got his whole platform, his own platform on his own app with 7 days of podcasts. My Sunday night guy, Derek Hansford, he got a very good show on Sundays. He came home from prison. I told him he should do a podcast. And he got a good podcast on Sunday nights about prison reform, about people who come on. Most of his guests are people who did 20 and 25 years in prison, and they come on and they talk about what they're doing right now. Shadi, one of my best friends, he got a show on Wednesday, and his show is his show is also coming around. So, you know, it's a good thing because, believe it or not, podcast is the way of the world. is taking over. Radio will be extinct. It will be gone in 5 years. It'll be all podcasts, just like DVDs and cassette tapes and VCRs. The world is always changing, and you know you got to be able to change with it. And that's what I try to do. I try to change with the world, no matter what. I try to stay myself, but change with the world. I had four topics, but before we even try to reach out to the topics, I want to talk about what everybody been talking about for the last hour. Everybody been talking about happiness. It's very easy to talk about. It's very, very easy to talk about. That's what I get from listening to it for the last hour, that we can talk about happiness all day long, and it's almost like when you say you could talk the talk, but you don't walk the walk. We could talk about being happy or conceiving happiness. How do you get happiness, or where is happiness? We can talk about it all day long, but how many people are actually happy? Actually 100% happy, not 50%, not 30%, but how many people are really, really happy? I don't even know if rich people are happy. I damn sure know poor people ain't happy. Middle class, I don't know. But if it is people that's out there that's happy, I'm happy for them. Because it's been a long time since I've been happy. Completely happy with everything, with finances, with employment, with relationships, with the past, with the present, with the future. It's been a long time. I can't really say that I'm happy. I guess I'm trying to gain happiness, but I think you have to be happy with yourself first, like how they say it, love yourself before you can love somebody else, or save yourself before you can save others. That's where I probably am right now. I'm trying to save myself before I save somebody else. Me and Dre was talking a couple of weeks ago. He listening on the link. A lot of people listening on the link tonight. But they valuable, just like the people that's calling in. Me and Dre talked about, we said we tried everything, man. We wrote books and we did movies, and now we're doing podcasts. And we said, damn, we did everything, but we tried everything but God. You know what? We got to try God next. You know what I mean? Maybe that's the missing link, you know, that'll take us to the next level. And I want to believe that in my mind, like, so bad, that God is the missing link. You know, if I start worshiping God and going to church and know my career, my profession, my well-being, everything will go to the next level. But it's something in the back of my head that, you know, that I heard a long time ago that always sticks in my mind. A wise person once told me, "Do you believe that the biggest Christian, the biggest Christian, somebody is serving God or Christianity or whatever, the biggest Christian is also the biggest sinner."
Yeah.
Now, I had to register that in my mind. The biggest Christian is also the biggest sinner. Now, was he the biggest sinner before he became the biggest Christian? or is he the biggest Christian and he's still the biggest sinner and he's just the biggest hypocrite? Or now I know that don't got nothing to do with me if I turn my life into God, you know. But if I'm still sinning, I mean, how can I really turn myself to God? And then people gonna say, "Oh, God is a forgiving God." But I never believed that. Oh, you could just smoke weed today and then repent tomorrow, fornicate the next day and repent the next day, steal this day, repent the next day, kill this day, repent the next day. You know, that's something that I can't really acknowledge in my mind. So why I'm saying all that is because maybe happiness is the last step that me, Dre, my sister, 40-year relationship, my nephew, Forrest, maybe happiness is the last step in life. Maybe that's the last step to make you complete. Follow me what I'm saying?
Yeah.
We talking about it, and everybody always talking about getting over the hump. But as I was listening to people, I was really doing the knowledge. And I was saying, you know what? Maybe happiness is the last step to making your world complete in life. Because, I mean, who is really happy out here? You know what I mean? Who? I think somebody said they was happy, but, I mean, I don't know. 1 out of 10 people is happy. I was talking to a female the other day. She told me about, she said she got a girlfriend who always was drilling her husband about cheating, but she's cheating. Now she's dogging her man out about cheating, but she's the one that's cheating. And I'm saying to myself, wow, ain't that some shit? So I guess that women are now trying to live like men, because everybody know most of the time in the world and the past and everything that it's more patternable for a man to cheat. But now you got the women that's cheating just as much as the men are cheating. So we got couples out here who've been married 20 years and 25 years. We got people living together, shacking up. We got people engaged. We got all that shit and people doing that. And you living with a stranger. You sleeping with a stranger. Where is the happiness? Because, damn it, I know I'm not happy. I could sit on this radio show and go through a million reasons why I'm not happy. And the people who probably think I'm happy, they listening to this show right now, and they probably think I'm happy, and they probably think they make me happy. But nah. Mm-mm. Jay Sean is far from happy. And I don't know what it's going to take to make me happy. I don't know. It ain't gonna be no woman. It ain't going to be no job. It ain't going to be no car. It ain't going to be no pussy. It ain't going to be no fat ass. It ain't going to be no big titties. It ain't going to be no blowjobs. It ain't going to be none of that. Can I get an amen? I heard somebody say, woo. Now, you heard my sister say she was long-winded. Well, welcome to the family. We all damn long-winded in this family. We can go. We can talk. But, no, I didn't. I had some topics to get to, but I didn't even, like once that happiness thing, it just stuck in my mind like big time. You know what I mean? Like it really did. Happiness. Who is happy? I think Forrest said he was happy. Is anybody else happy? Happy with life. Happy with your relationship. Happy with your husband. Happy with your wife. Is anybody else happy? Or what do you need from them to be happy? What do you want from them to be happy? Have you ever been happy? Shit, have you ever been sad?
Yes, Janice.
Oh, please come on. I want to say something.
All right.
Excuse me? Hello?
Hello?
Hello, how you doing?
Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, you got to speak a little louder.
Okay. Oh, I just wanted to say that. The closest to happiness that I've ever been in years. I'm talking like 20 years. But I'm doing it for myself. And I allow myself to be free, to be happy, because as they say, I was my own worst enemy. But I'm okay now.
That's real. See, we got, that's real. That's a real caller right there who come on here and said the last time you was happy was 20 years ago. That's real. I can respect that because my next question will be, are you in a relationship right now?
Yes.
But the last time you've been happy was 20 years ago.
It's happy. I'm not going to say it's happy.
Okay, and the last time you've been happy was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Okay, there it is. There it is for you. From the mouth of babes. How about you, Lisa? You on the phone? Hello? Yeah, when the last time you've been happy?
Okay, let me see. Wow. I really can't say because it's you know, like how we are. I hate being happy because I'm always looking for if something bad gonna happen. So I really don't feed into being happy. But
so you can't even remember the last time you've been happy.
Like I said, through the show, I told you the two times I was happy in life, but I can't really ever say I got married. Even when I got married, I wasn't happy. I know everybody was saying, aren't you happy? Aren't you happy? And I was like, I guess whatever the feeling was, but happiness, man. Mm-mm. Even when stuff comes to me, I'm not really happy. I'm just okay with it. But you, like you said, I'm getting here. Now, who that was about?
That's my when the last time was you happy sound. Like that's like it's like.
No, I wasn't. But here, ask Nicole because he asked you too.
Hell no. She might say like 88 or some shit, 1988 or 1990.
You were close. I think the happiest, hello everybody in iPod. Podcast land. I was thinking when you asked my mother, and I think the happiest I was in the 90s. Like
in the 90s?
Yeah, the 90s. Like, not a specific whatever, but the 90s, I could definitely say I was the happiest then. I mean, I think that life really didn't hit me. You know, things are just different then. You could hang out. You could quit jobs and know you would get another one. Like, things just aren't the same anymore. Like, you know, you was able to have, you know, a boyfriend in every hood, and men didn't tell. Now niggas tell on you. You know, they text your man, and they text. You know, it's just a lot of, like you said, how women are now doing what men used to do. It's the role is vice versa. The men are now doing what women were used to doing. Like, women were the ones calling and questioning women about dating men, but men doing that now. So, but just to get back to the topic that you said, yes, the 90s was probably the happiest. I just think there was a shift in the world in 2000 with people, with kids, with everything. So it's just not the same anymore. But to get to what you said about somebody being in a relationship doesn't necessarily make you happy. So you could be in a relationship and not be happy. You know what I mean? Like, you're just in a relationship. Doesn't necessarily mean that's what's going to make you happy. And people always say, oh, you got to make yourself happy. That's true, but a lot of people don't know what makes them happy.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what make me happy. That's you hit it right on the nose, because you could ask me when the last time I don't even know. Yeah. I was married, just married for like, well, married 5 years, but in a relationship for 8 years. And I remember at the end of it that she told me I never even told her I loved her. Like, so, I mean. That's, you know, I don't even know. I can't even tell you. At least you said the 90s. I guess maybe when I was young. Yeah, when everything was carefree.
Right.
Exactly. I guess maybe, and I mean, I'm talking about like maybe 40 years ago when I was young and I could, you know, and I could do what I wanted to do, and I was, you know, and money was easy, and everything seemed simple. Life seemed so simple. The weed, the marijuana was good. Gas was low. Females was cool. Jobs was plentiful. You know, you didn't have to worry about you know, like different people getting killed and all. I mean, life was easy. You know, I remember I talk about with my friends. I remember when. I wish one of my friends was out here right now. I remember when you probably know about it too. I remember when me and my friends, our night out was all we did was drive in my car all night long around Patterson.
Right.
All night long. I mean, we could drive around Patterson all night long to like 4 or 5 in the morning, just driving around Patterson, and that was fun.
Right. Yeah, for me too.
That was fun. We would just drive around Patterson and just mess with, talk to girls, and stop on one hood in one hood and talk to the guys there, go to another hood and stop and talk to them, and just drive around all night long.
Right.
You know what I mean?
That's why I played the music in the background. Mary J. Blige didn't say she was happy. She said all she want to be is happy.
Right.
It's a difference.
Right.
The difference is saying, yeah, I'm happy, and saying I want to be happy, or I strive to be happy. You know, every day I used to tell my mother, every day in the morning on your way to work, play that song, because it gives you, sometimes music, well, for us, you know, me and you, it's music. Music put us in a certain mood, and sometimes you need that to put you in a happy mood. Because we have moments of happiness. Like you said, you run into money, you happy for the moment until the money gone. know, or you get you're in a new relationship. You happy for the moment until you realize the relationship is just as bad as the old one you was in.
That's why I said happiness is so, I was just listening to everybody talk, you know, talk about happiness, you know, and it was like a shining star.
Mm-hmm.
But where is it at, and how do you get that shining star? But I guess you gotta be happy with yourself. But we're not really talking about being happy with ourselves.
Glory.
We just
right.
talking about we talking about, you know.
Yeah.
Let me
see. I'm a child. Yeah. I wanted you to press one.
Who?
No, I think she's talking to somebody else.
Oh. But
no,
you know,
no,
I could go down the line. Go down the line and ask everybody on who listening on this phone, are they happy? And I don't think. I mean, we might get one person who say they happy, but it's funny that everybody who in relationships said they not happy. But I get somebody who probably single who will say they happy.
Or if
see, that's backwards.
Or if they're in a new relationship.
Or
if you're in a new relationship, you gonna be you happy?
Yeah.
Because because like I said, when you get into a new relationship, somebody is always bringing the representative into the relationship and not the real them. Like, you might be coming in real, but that don't mean the other person coming in real. And when the real person come out, somehow it sucks the happiness out.
And I'm not saying for the people who listening and it's in relationships, I'm not saying that the person that you would is keeping you from being happy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Or I'm not saying that, you know, like the person I deal with, I'm not saying that person is making me unhappy, you know, because people might get it twisted and say, oh, well, he's saying that the people that you would or whatever, that's why you're not happy. I'm not saying that because you just said that. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, relationship, that don't make you happy. You know what I mean?
Right.
It gotta come from within.
Right.
You know, and that's hard to achieve.
Mm.
And if it was a time when somebody made you happy, you probably missed that beat. Because if it was a time when I was happy, I probably was running around doing a whole bunch of other shit. You know, so then when it came time for me to be with the person who was ready to be with me and wanted to make me happy, I mean, you don't miss the times. The times don't add up. You know what I mean? So it just don't work. But I mean, it's a good conversation. It's a good conversation about being happy. And I wish everybody was happy, but Forrest, you still here? Forrest, caller number one. Yeah, you still here? You said you was happy, right? Huh? You said you was happy, right, Forrest?
Yeah, can you hear me, Jay?
I can't hear you. Yeah, now I could. What you doing, man? Is it chilly? It's still chilly in your apartment, Forrest? Huh? Forrest. Nephew, still on the phone?
Yeah, what's going on, man?
Oh, okay, now I ain't about to ask you nothing.
Nah, why
Jay,
not?
Can you hear me?
Now I can hear you.
Jay.
Because you in a fresh and new one, so, you know, you fresh and new, so.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to do that. I can hear you, Forrest. I said, is it chilly in your apartment?
Yeah, and I responded. I said, I turned the heat up, man. It's on 73. It's nice and warm in here, man.
Let me see if y'all can hear this. How many people remember this? Let's check this out. Wait. I don't think it's loud enough, though.
Go ahead. Bring up the socks. You talking about the
socks? Can you hear that? Can you hear that?
I know.
You can hear it.
Okay. You're talking about the socks.
Whatever it is, that's true. I mean, we can birth the children. Nothing's gonna go back the way it started out. We birth children, or you know, whatever you do in your life.
Hey, yo, you remember? I had to bring that up for a second.
No, that's cool. Hey, that's a classic. I'm glad I said that.
That's a classic. I've been joking people about that when they talk about they cold. I'll be like, put your socks on. Shit.
Yeah.
If you too cold, put your socks on. So you don't got to say that no more?
Yeah, man, keep it at 73. On a real chilly night, turn up to 75.
Yeah, that's a good temperature. That's a good temperature. But I was saying to you, didn't you say earlier you was happy, though, right?
Oh, yeah, man. Hey, some of us can look back and say, man, I had it nice, man. So you just live life. I mean, look, how many people are miserable, got a sad story to tell every time you turn around? It might be the good, sometimes the good mixed with the bad, but mostly bad sometimes. I don't like being around people like that, man. It's like a bummer. That's what it is. It's a bummer.
Yeah.
You know, I don't like being
it
around people.
The
hey, look, yeah, let's reminisce. If we can't reminisce about something nice, okay, then let's talk about what could be the possibility of, okay? That's all. I mean, anything in between, man. Like I said, it's them people that are just mad with life. Maybe things didn't go right for them. I don't like to be around them type of people. Now, if they're asking me for a little salvation, now maybe I might be able to talk to them and say, hey, why don't you look at this side of life? Why don't you do this with your life, you know? Why don't you just do something and just be happy that you're alive? You know, you're part of the creation, you know? And like you said, Jay, you brought up a good point along with your sister and her son and number one caller. We were void of the word God when we were doing what we were doing, Jay, not saying that I'm trying to lay judgment or trying to point a bad finger in what we did because we enjoyed ourselves. It was fun. If I had to do it all over again, probably would because it was fun. But I was always conscious that there was God. And like I said, once you understand that the church is in you, Jay, the church is in your sister. The church is in me because I'm going to tell you something. I don't need a church to pray. And when I went to Catholic school, my mother and father put me in Catholic school, all right? And I hear this from our Muslim brothers, and I hear this from the Hebrews. You know, they all say that God is in you, you know? And remember, if you read Scripture, it always talks about, it says God made man in his image. So you are. But you look in the mirror. You are the man in the mirror. You're the lady in the mirror. You are God-like. You're goddess-like. That's why it's goddess, referring to the queens out there, to the ladies out there, rather, you know. So, hey, man, hey, you just got to understand certain simplicities of life and the laws of nature, man, and you good, brother, because ain't nobody going to leave this. Right now, we all enjoying each other on your podcast, Jay, but don't nobody leave this earth alive. Sooner or later, you're going to lay in the casket. I'm going to lay in the casket. Your sister, everybody listening right now, going to lay in the casket. And then the new generation comes along. But then again, you got to be able to lay in that casket and say, did I leave a good legacy behind? Jay, you doing a good thing. I like to think I'm doing a good thing. Lisa over there doing a good thing. A son. It's what we leave behind, man, because, hey, nowadays, and I think Lisa was talking about it earlier, man, a lot of things on my podcast, you know, because before I clicked over to you, Jay, I had Miss Adrian. And like she was saying, back in the day, Jay, I know you and Lisa could probably remember this. When a button got popped on the shirt, Jay, remember that sewing kit they used to pull out? They sewed that button right back on the shirt. And no disrespect to you young ladies out there, listen, the average young sister out there don't know how to sew a button on a shirt. There's a lot of values that we've had, Jay, that are obsolete. Certain things you need to bring back, man, because that's the only way we're going to start loving each other out here, man. Only way, brother, you know.
Yeah, you're right.
You know?
You
pop
right.
A button.
You're right. You're
hey, Jay. Jay, pop a button and ask Booty to sew it on for you. She might get some gorilla glue.
Young females, they don't. I was just talking about that earlier. How what you were just saying. My mother used to like if you popped a button or something, she would just sew it back on, or you know, you
right.
Got a stitch or something. They would but the younger generation they really don't know. You know, times is different. Times is hard.
Yeah.
Times are hard, is so much different.
But Jay, if you know what? I know some people when like you said, when you were young, when I was 18, 19, they wasn't the richest family on the block. You understand? They were struggling, okay? You could tell when the family was struggling, you know, because we had a few houses down the block with people renting out in the houses. See, we were forcing them. My father bought a house because he had a nice job, okay? But there were people that were our neighbors that lived in the house. They were renting from a Jew who might have had the building or whatever, or lived out the corner. Down from me, used to be a corner apartment building, okay? Everybody wasn't in the same economic bracket. You understand what I'm saying? But they had a certain value. You understand? We had that village mentality,
yeah.
Man. We looked out. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no lookout thing. It's no lookout. I am not my brother's keeper no more mentality, man. It's all about me, I, you know, individuality. You know what I'm saying? And sometimes you got to help people, man.
Yeah.
You know, that's prosperity. You know, that comes back to you. A lot of things you put out there, I mean, you got to get a dollar back in your hand. It's going to come back to you eventually if it's meant to be.
Times is different, man. Times is changing. Everything is
AI.
I mean, I don't really like talking negative. You know what I mean? But it's so much negative stuff going on that you got to try to stay positive and uplifting about so many things. That's why I like you know, I like comedy so much, and I like to laugh, and I like to joke, and I like humor. You know what I mean? A lot of people can't take a joke. A lot of people don't understand comedy, but I mean, that's why I really try to. I try to, you know, make a light of everything that sometimes you can't, you know what I mean? Like, that's why I just played that little clip about the put your socks on thing, you know
yeah.
what I mean? Like,
yeah.
you know what I mean? Put your socks on, you know
yeah.
what I mean? But anyway, like for the Ness, you still on?
Yeah, I'm still here.
See, now this is my sister's son right here. This is from the younger generation.
No, he hosted and asked me some questions. Very intelligent young brother, you know, the younger man.
Yeah. Yeah, and the younger generation, the younger generation is having it just as hard as the older generations. Like, you would think that, you know, it would be more different, but it's not. younger generations and young people in relationships, they're having it just as hard as people in their 50s and 40s and 60s having it in relationships, you know?
Yeah,
they are.
No.
Look, Neff, do you think that relationships is hard because of financial reasons?
I think relationships is hard because me personally think everybody out for themselves, you know what I mean? Like, instead of everybody happy and happy, everybody just doing their own thing, you know what I mean? Like, instead of being one, that's what I think.
Mm-hmm. Don't take
this away from me. Like, I don't want no woman to think, you know, nothing different. But like a woman thinks what's theirs is theirs, and a man thinks what's his is his. Instead of it being one, you know what I mean? And everybody out for themselves. That's what I think. That's why I think relationships not working now, Biggs.
Yeah, and I mean it, that's true. That's true because you don't have people anymore saying, like, you know, when we come together, we supposed to be as one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's it's separated. It's divided. Whatever that 50-50 thing is, no, it's not even like that no more.
Nah,
It's either a woman trying to act like she a man.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like Nicole said earlier, or the men acting like women. You know what I mean? And the main thing of it all is that a lot of people don't have consideration for each other. Some women, like how a woman talk to a man, if she would really stop and just think and listen to herself, how she talking to a man, she would know that would be wrong, or not even talking, or some things she doing, and vice versa for men. Men is doing things to women. If men would just stop and think, you gotta stop and think sometimes. Yo, I'm really moving foul. You know what I mean? Like this is not the way to go. You know what I mean? Because believe it or not, what they say, a happy wife, a happy life, you know, I kind of believe
life,
that.
Happy,
you know?
Happy life.
Yeah,
happy
now I believe that. I do believe that. But, I mean, getting her to be happy or keeping her happy, you know, what it's going to take? How are we going to do that?
And not just that, sometimes people don't want you to be happy, bro. You know what I mean?
They're not happy.
Yeah, exactly. Miserable.
Yeah. But what I'm saying, like, you never know. The people you might be with, you know, they might not want you to be happy either. They might just want them to be happy, and it's all about them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Backstabbers.
Sometimes people don't care about them.
Backstabbers. Play for your nephew. OJs.
Yeah, but when people like that, that's hard for me to conceive because, like, what you in a relationship for then?
Yeah.
Like, what are you in a relationship for if you just in a relationship to shoot somebody down, to talk about their bad points, drill them about their faults or what they not doing or what they can't do or what they should do? What is you in a relationship for? What is you with me for? You know what I mean? It's the conversations like that. That I think that I said that last week. If you in a relationship with somebody and you telling them all your problems and they not trying to help you, then you don't really need them. Because if you got problems, somebody should be trying to help you. If you got somebody that can't help you with none of your problems or don't take initiative or don't really, you could come home and complain about this or complain about that and they just pushing you off or brushing you off, then, like, that's a person to me that's, like, zero, like a big, fat, funky zero. Like, I believe that people should help each other out. I don't really know. Most of the time in my life, I thought I tried to keep it like that when I've been in relationships. Like, I tried to help somebody or they tried to help me. Like, if I, if I was at my low point, then they tried to help me. Or if they was at their low point, I tried to help them or something like that. But you got people out here nowadays, like you said, Neff, like they selfish. You know, they out for themselves. And there's a lot of people that's kicking people while they down. And it's a lot of people that's not respecting, like, morals and really not even respecting themselves. You know, and that's a crazy thing. That's a crazy thing, you know, in this world. But hopefully we'll all be happy one day. Everybody listening,
like I was saying, the world we're in is not made for everybody to be happy. You know what I mean? That's why people out here killing and robbing and doing all this crazy stuff, because, you know, everybody can't be happy. You know what I mean? So that's hard for everybody to be happy. You know what I mean?
I want to be happy, but I don't think
of course. Of course you want to be happy, but there's a lot of people who out here who robbing and killing and doing crazy things that not happy, and they don't give a fuck about being happy. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So it's going to be hard for that to ever happen, for everybody to be happy. You know what I mean? But
yeah, you're right. You're right about that. You're definitely right. Yo, we're going to take a real quick break, and we're going to be right back. Because I don't think we're going to go past 10 tonight. We usually go past 10 in the after hour, but we're not going to do that tonight. I want to run in my bathroom real quick. We're going to take a quick break. Everybody stay tuned. If you're out there on the line and you want to go live, you have to press 1. People on the link, you just got to listen, you know. But like I said, oh, you know what? I forgot this. Oh, I got an announcement to make when I come back after this song. It's Dre on the link, and he texts me, but I forgot to say it. But everybody stay with me. I got an important announcement to make after this song. Let me see. Where's that? We'll be right back after this with the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean Online podcast.
And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Mind, body, and soul, is you living? We all under attack, is you different? I know niggas existing in 2 prisons, filling they throat, living like death is too tempting. What's a day worth? Put a price on it. He was 17, the judge dropped life on him. He ain't live yet, now he in the tight corner. Gangs got their sights on him, on the yard with a knife on him. Family trying to tell him to chill, we gon' get you home. He like, how my appeals dead, they took the road. That's kinda cold when you think about it. He shot a nigga, he ain't think about it, didn't even blink about it. But he was trapped in the hood and couldn't think about it. Really trying to be about it, never left his public housing, which resembles the dormitories he's trapped in. So who knew that they was prepping him back then? Yeah, on how to live packed in, make him hate his black skin. I swear it's all facts, man.
Yeah, I swear to God it's all facts, man.
So you should let the track spin. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back, and still I never be the same though. Remember calling my mom to tell my sentence. Since I don't do no snitching, I'm not a witness. They gave me 23 years, ma,
I'm finished.
I think she cried for like 15 minutes. Over the years, there's enough tears to fill a lake. A lot of trips on interstates for visiting.
remember Tony got stabbed.
Yo, may he rest in peace.
Stressed my mother so bad, she barely slept for weeks. Thankful that it wasn't me, knowing prison dangers. Doing time with ISIS and killers and gangbangers. Some of us get caught in the matrix, but can you blame us? Trapped in cages like animals trying to tame us. Parole hearings are jokes, you go at 50 times. Same excuse every time. Serious nature of the crime. I can't change the crimes that I committed, but I can't change my mind and I repent. And I might never let the pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back and still I never be the same though. I might never let that pain show, but it be driving me insane though. They give a chance to take them back, I just pray I make it back and still I never be the same though.
Welcome back to the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean online podcast. On this lovely Friday evening, while I was doing the podcast earlier, Dre, you know, Dre is my personal assistant, one of my best friends, like a son to me. He's more than a personal assistant, graphic designer, business partner, co-host. We done did a lot of things together, but some kind of way he found out. He was like, yo, he sent me the printout for Blog Talk Radio for my podcast. And the printout he sent me said that Blog Talk Radio Media News Company for the Keeping It Real with Jay Sean podcast, they got 65,381 likes. Now I didn't even know that. Dre dug that up from somewhere. 65,381 people like this. That's what it said. But I can't bring Dre in because he on the link. But that was amazing to me. 65,381 people like this. I gotta look into that to make sure that's right, because that number sounds crazy right there, 65,000. But I know I have over almost. Let me see what it is as of right now, while I got the computer on. If I could pull it up, this computer is slow, but. Oh, 2,174 listens. So that's people on the link. That ain't counting the people that call in. That's just people who click on the links. And in 15 months, I had 2,174 people to listen to the show. So I don't know how them numbers come about, 63,000. I gotta talk to Dre about that and find out where that number came from. That seemed like a astronomical number. That's hard to believe. I don't know, but that's what Dre gave me. He gave me that. But that's a lot of people. You know what I mean? But maybe people listening to it in different parts of the country and streaming it and downloading it. And I hope so. I really do. Maybe one day we could get syndicated. We got about 7 more minutes left. Alisa, you still there?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'm trying to see who's still on the line.
I'm still here.
Wait. Who is that?
40-year relationship.
Oh, 40-year relationship. Yeah. That ain't been happy in 20 years.
That's right. Facts, and guess what? I don't get none of that time back.
Yeah, you know what? You right about that. You don't get none of that time back. That's a good point. You absolutely right about that. Hold on one second. We got a
okay.
I think we got a caller coming. We got a. I'm surprised I'm not tired tonight. pull this up. Five 5885, you live.
Hey Jay, how are you?
Hey, what's going on? Who is Adrian? Adrian?
LaToya.
LaToya. Hey, what's up, LaToya?
How are you?
I'm all right. How you doing tonight?
I thank God. I just wanted to call in and say hello. Hello to all your listeners that are online.
You always calling in here with that sexy voice.
Oh Lord, you better stop with that. Your show was good last week too. Your show was good last week.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, I did.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Are you happy right now?
I'm happy. Not in a relationship.
You ain't in a relationship though.
No, not at all. It's just I'm not gonna put in more than a person not gonna, you know. He wasn't trying to meet me halfway. He wasn't trying to be one. And I'm done listening to it. I don't want to hear it no more.
But that's what I said a little while ago. I said that everybody that calling is this single. They saying that they happy, but the people who've been in relationships for 10 and 20 and 30 and 40 years, 10, 20, 30 years, they not happy. That seems kind of backwards, right?
Well,
it does. It seems kind of backwards because you think if you've been with somebody 20 years, you should be more than happy. You shouldn't be growing apart. You shouldn't be unhappy. You should, we got the 40-year relationship lady on here, and she said she hasn't been happy in 20 years, but she's been with a man for 40 years, but she hasn't been happy for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
And how long you been single?
Probably for the past, 4 months?
Oh, you just got single.
Well, to be honest with you, I wasn't in a relationship since last year anyway. It's just the whole point of them coming back into my life, I decided to still be friends, but it still ain't going nowhere, so I wasn't together with him. I didn't want to get back in a relationship. He was still, but... No. Nope. He fell. Completely. You didn't want to be one. I don't want to hear the kitty. You're too old to be still being a boy, but you can't make nobody be a man. You can't make them grow up. Yeah. Oh, well.
Yeah, you're right about that. You're definitely right. I think that's what me and my nephew was saying that earlier. He was saying that people don't want to be one anymore. You know, in relationships is either I'm getting you or you getting me. You know what I mean? Nobody wants to be as one, as they say. It's either I'm getting you, you getting me, or I'm kicking you when you down. And you know what I mean. You know how that is.
Yes.
But maybe hopefully that you and me and everybody else that we will find happiness one day. You know, if it's out there, if it's meant to be, if it's in the atmosphere, if it's in the cards, if it's in the will, we'll all find happiness. It's just that I hope when we find it, I hope we know what it is, and I hope we're able to, keep it, and also give it back to somebody.
Definitely, yes.
You know, so as of right now. So that basically lets you know, I mean, just from this small podcast, from the people we have on here, that basically lets you know just about where the world is at. So where the world is at right now is that you got people and couples who not happy and people that are single saying that they happy. You know what I mean? So everybody, so maybe that's why it's so much, maybe that's why, well, not maybe, but that is why. That's why it's so much, so many side chicks out here. That's why it's so much cheating going on in the world. That's why so much relationships that's not going anywhere. You know what I mean? Like, it's real important to think about that. You know what I mean? Because I bet you we could do this show all night long, and everybody that came out here that's in a relationship, 9.5 out of 10 people that come on this show, and if they're in a relationship for 5 years or 10 years or 15 years, they're going to tell you they're not happy. But the point is, we're going to have to figure out what it takes to be happy, or what we got to do, how we got to get there. And then everybody going to say, well, you got to make yourself happy first. You got to love yourself, you know what I mean, before you can love anybody else, you know. And that sounds good and all that stuff like that. But even with loving yourself, then you got to make sure, like you said, you had somebody who he didn't want to meet you. You know, I guess meet you where you wanted to be met at, right?
Yeah.
Well, you said you was tired of, what you said you was tired of doing what?
I'm not putting up with nobody's nonsense. I don't have to. I'm just saying, like,
right.
You know, in general, no one has to. So I was, no. I didn't tolerate it then when I left him. I'm not tolerating it now.
Right. Mm-hmm. Well, we're gonna hope that everybody I'm gonna hope that everybody out there finds love, peace, and happiness. Freedom, justice, equality. We want to bring love and joy to everybody that's out here, even me. You know what I mean? Real, we're going to bring real love to everybody. And hopefully it might come. So everybody, when they come back on the show, I want everybody to come back on the show next Friday to be happy. I want everybody to come on the show next week to be, or on their way to happiness. We're going to change this narrative around, and we're going to make everybody out here happy. And maybe we need to start a happiness group.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe we need to start telling it. Maybe we need to start helping each other be happy. Maybe we need to start teaching each other. Or maybe, I don't know, maybe it got to come from within. Do you think you could teach somebody to be happy, or got to come from it within?
Got to come from within.
It do.
It gotta
do.
Come from within. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, hey, my sister started this damn topic off, happiness. And see, while we went with it, we went 2 hours talking about happy. And we getting ready to get off this show, and we still, people out here still not going to be happy. We done talked about it. Now everybody, I know I'm going to be thinking about it, and everybody probably going to be thinking about it. Like, where do I go to find happiness, and how can I clutch on the happiness and keep it, hold it tight? Or who can make me feel happy, or how can I make myself feel happy? Farrah said, "Don't you ain't got to worry about going to church. Church is in you." What they say, church, they said your house is your church, or your something like that. I can't really remember about church. But anyway, we get ready to end the show because it's late. We usually go on longer and longer, but not today. I got to get up early in the morning. I'm going fishing tomorrow. It's going to be 70 degrees, and we ain't getting too many more days in the 70s.
No, you better enjoy
it. Yeah. That's why I said I got to enjoy it. I got to enjoy it while it's it, because it ain't too many more days. It's going to be 70 degrees. I want to thank my sister for filling in for me for hours. She did a good job. She'll be doing her own show soon. I want to thank everybody that called in, my niece, my nephew, Forrest, 40-year relationship, my cousin, the number one caller. Hope I didn't forget anybody. If I forgot anybody, I apologize, but I don't think I did. And thanks for LaToya calling in.
Oh, okay.
And we'll be back here next Friday at the same time. Forrest, you still here? Mr. Nance.
Yeah, I was on mute. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I got you. Your show is tomorrow night, right? Your podcast is tomorrow night? I can't hear you.
Like something going on with his line. But
can you hear me?
LaToya, you know his information, right?
Yes. Grown Folks Talk, tomorrow night at 6 p.m. The telephone number is 520-525-8633.
Right. And you don't have a podcast, right? Now we
can.
Okay, you don't. I keep confusing you, and I keep thinking you have a podcast.
Yeah, it's Adrian.
It's Adrian that got the podcast. I keep confusing that. Yeah. Yeah, Forrest, no, I just wanted to give your information out, but LaToya gave it out for you for the podcast for tomorrow night. Yes, sir. You hear me? Can you hear me? Man, you got a bad connection. I'm hungry, man. I'm getting ready to go make me something to eat, man. That's happiness right there. I got to make something to eat. Look, everybody, thanks for calling in. We gonna sign out. But where we had a good time. I keep saying thanks to my sister. I can't say it enough. I see a bright future for her as a podcaster. And everybody should be a podcast. Everybody should do it. You know what I mean? Podcast is the new thing. It's taking over. It's definitely taking over the radio. I mean, what else? You can do podcasts till you 75, 85 years old. You know what I mean? What else can you do? What else? There's nothing. You know what I mean? And it's work. Don't get me wrong. It is work, but I enjoy it. You know, I'm really starting to love it. You know what I mean? So anybody, until next week, check out Forrest Podcast tomorrow night. Check out Sunday night on this my platform, The Point of Impact, at 7 o'clock, same phone number. I think Dre's podcast should be back Monday, Humble X Experience, and Wednesday. We got a lot of stuff going on, and Forrest got a lot of stuff going on. Everybody got a lot of stuff going on. That's what we do around here. We original people that's on the move. That's what we do. We original people that's on the move. Everybody, I want to say later. Peace out. Be safe. You know what I mean? COVID is still out here, so everybody be safe. Until next week. Peace.
I'm sorry for the people. There's something for the world.
Revelations. This is something for you.
They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did, They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
Devils and these demons, I ain't playing with these demons.
Nah.
Dark light, dark mind with nothing to believe in.
Uh-huh.
I need to know the reason why they want us not breathing.
Breathing.
Mama baby gone, now she's home alone grieving.
Crying.
Little kids got guns, killing people for fun. Now we need a lawyer,
yeah,
so he don't get hung. Where's the home tree?
Where at?
Cause everything's missing. Internet and TV really clouding our vision.
Clouding.
It cuts like a scissor.
It hurts.
Praying from the Christian.
We need it.
If the mind was the ear,
uh-huh,
then most of us will listen. Everything ain't all bad.
Nah.
It's how you choose life.
Choose
to strive for perfection.
I do.
Try to live right.
Uh-huh.
We all don't agree.
Nah.
Done. Each one teach.
Yeah.
One possibility is endless. It's just how you reap.
Reap.
Practice more patience. Deal with dedication.
Patience.
Still process.
Uh-huh.
But ends in revelation. Yeah.
They don't wanna see me stand strong.
Stand strong.
I just wanna do what's right. All they care about is what's wrong.
What's with all the hate?
What's with it?
My life they wanna take.
Why they wanna do that?
Do you see what's on my motherfucking plate?
Kid?
This ain't no mistake.
Huh?
I never pump fake.
I never do that.
Cause death never waits.
Death.
So I strive for success.
I'm striding.
No, I've been blessed.
I've been blessed.
Put to the test.
Uh-huh.
I came out the Jackson left.
Jackson.
Until I'm put to rest.
What?
You see all these killings? Abandoning
buildings.
What's happening to our motherfucking children?
A lot of shit is on my mind, so I think.
So I think.
Probably the reason why I smoke and I drink.
And I drank.
Your life could be over before you blink.
Damn.
It's like a whirlpool going down in the sink. Shit is real, and if you live for the dollar bill, then get it. Best believe that the shit is real. I live it, regardless of the roads that you taking. Ha, take heed to this revelation.
They just wanna take my life.
They don't want me to live.
They just wanna watch me fall.
Regardless
of all the good I
did.
And they just wanna see me break. But they don't wanna see me stand strong. And I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong. They just wanna take my life. They don't want me to live. They just wanna watch me fall. Regardless of all the good I did. They just wanna see me break. They don't wanna see me stand strong. I just wanna do what's right. But all they care about is what's wrong.
Revelations.
Bye.